Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. We're not standing, we're not fighting this battle by ourselves.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, A Time to Speak and a Time to Pray.
Speak the Word.
Brothers and sisters, we can have faith and still have unbelief. And that's what causes your confusion. It makes you think that your faith doesn't work. But as it tells us in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 17, that we must put action with our faith, for without action, faith is dead. Our unbelief will negate our faith. In other words, unbelief will cancel out our faith, saints. Like the disciples in Matthew 17, verse 19, when they couldn't cast out the demon in this young man, and Jesus had to do it for them, they asked Jesus, they took Jesus off to the side, and they said, well, Jesus, why couldn't we cast this spirit out of this young boy? And Jesus said in the Message translation, He said, because you're not taking God seriously. In other words, so many people, the Lord has called me, appointed me, anointed me to teach His Word and to teach it in a plain and simple way as I try to do every time I'm speaking. I take God seriously. I take His Word seriously because according to John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and God is His Word. So I take His Word seriously. So if you don't take His Word seriously, then you aren't going to get any results where it's healing in your body or your family or your finances. You have to take God seriously. His Word says that we must believe that He is and that He's also a rewarder of those that love Him and are obedient. Wow. The simple truth is, brothers and sisters, that if you had a mere kernel of faith, a poppy seed, Jesus said, you would tell this mountain, move, He says, and it would move. He says, there is nothing that you would not be able to tackle when you spoke. Saints, all of us come to a point in our lives when we experience circumstances contrary to the promises of God, when we truly wonder, sometimes we wonder, whether or not God's Word is true. You know, we all have doubts sometimes. You know, it's just human to have doubts sometimes. But we have to work on getting rid of that doubt and replacing it with faith. And the way you do that is going back and reading God's Word and taking it seriously. You know, just take it seriously. Even John the Baptist experienced this too. It says in Matthew 11, 2, that when John the Baptist heard about Jesus' activities, he sent a message to Jesus by his disciples, and he wanted his disciples to ask Jesus, he said, are you the one to come, or should we be expecting a different one? And Jesus replied to them and said, go tell John what you see. And what did they see, brothers and sisters? They saw the blind see, they saw the lame walking, Lepers were being cleansed, the deaf were hearing, and the dead were being raised. Praise God. And he says, and the wretched of the earth are learning that God is on their side. Hallelujah. Let me pause here for just a minute and tell you that God is truly on your side too. And he says, if I be for you, he says, who can be against you? You'll find that in Romans 8:31. He says, who can be our foe or our adversary if God is on our side? And he is on our side, brothers and sisters. I know that you feel as though you're missing it sometimes. I know I do. Sometimes I feel like I'm missing it too. And you're not quite sure where to pinpoint the problem. And this is when you must know. This is when you have to know what God's Word says and stand on it no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what it's looking like in the natural. We were talking about this earlier today and yesterday about the natural. We don't really want to be focused on the natural. We want to be, because then the natural is not the way we want it, because we're praying for something that's in the supernatural. We want it to change. And I'm sure that John could breathe just a little bit easier after hearing the report his disciples brought back to him. And this is why Jesus told his disciples to tell John what they were seeing, because Jesus knew that John would know what the Word said about him. So John would know too that if these things were taking place, then Jesus truly was the one. He didn't have to look for another one. He knew that Jesus was the one. He knew that the only person that could be accomplishing all these miracles was Jesus. In other words, Jesus knew that John would know what the Word had to say about the things he would be doing. And that is what we have to do too, brothers and sisters. When we think that God is not hearing us, or we don't know how to pray about something, we look to the Word of God. We don't look to our feelings. We don't turn to the phone. We don't run to the phone to get the opinions of our neighbors or our friends. We run to the throne. We run to God's Word. And Numbers 23:19 tells us that God is not a man that he should tell or even act a lie, neither the Son of Man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he's promised. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Praise God. You know, I found from experience that one of the main hindrances to getting our prayers answered is our feelings. We let our feelings get in the way. We let our feelings override what God's Word says. And of course, we're not the only ones guilty of this, brothers and sisters. Jesus spoke about this in Matthew 15, verses 6 and 7. He said, for the sake of your tradition, please listen to this, for the sake of your traditions that have been handed down by your forefathers. Jesus was talking about the teachings that they had been taught that was contrary to his Word, just like some of us who have been taught someone else's beliefs. We've been taught someone else's doctrines rather than what God's Word says, someone else's opinion, someone else's experience instead of God's Word. He goes on to say that you have set aside the Word of God, depriving it of its force and authority and making it to no effect. In Isaiah 29:13, an easy read, the Lord says, these people come to honor me with words, but I am not really important to them. Think about that. The worship they give me, he says, is nothing but human rules they have memorized. You know, that's really deep. He's saying that the only way they can worship him is by doing so from things that they have memorized. And verse 9 says, uselessly do they worship me, for they teach as doctrines the commands of men. In other words, they're not really teaching as the Holy Spirit leads them and by the Word of God, but they're teaching as doctrines that the commands of men. And so in other words, people are not being taught the Word. They are being taught watered-down messages, and God's Word is the only way our faith can grow, according to Romans 10:17. We've said this before. Faith comes from hearing. Faith does not come from having heard, but hearing and hearing. And you will have faith in what you're hearing the most of. So it's really important that you're careful in what you're listening to. You know, be careful when you're listening to certain music. You know, you may like the sound of the music, but listen to the words. If these words don't line up with your beliefs, don't be listening to them. Or your TV programs, if it's not lining up with what you believe in, don't be listening to them, because what you listen to the most is what you're going to have faith in. So we don't want to do that. So if we're not hearing the Word of God, our faith is not growing, so therefore we can't pray in faith. Jesus says, whatever you ask in faith, believe and you shall have. But how can you do that if you have no faith? You know, you can't actually pray a prayer in faith without your faith. But you have to know that your human heart is deceitful above all things, and you can't trust your feelings. You have to trust God. There is no other way.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for all those that are listening today. I thank you, Lord, and ask your blessings upon each and every one of them. Those that are searching for finances and needing finances, Lord, I ask that you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings on them that they'll not have room to contain them all. And Father, those that need healing in their bodies, I'm asking you, Father, for healing on their bodies. I speak to their bodies from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I speak to every nerve and cell in their body, everything in between, and I speak healing into that body now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for all those that are listening. I thank you for all those that are really putting action with their faith. And I pray, Father God, that they'll continue to put action with their faith, because otherwise their faith is dead. So Lord, I'm praying today that they'll put action with their faith.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.